having automatic inflators in tax policy is a bad idea, and it takes away the legislature's ability and right to set the state's budget every year and to determine what revenues we're going to raise or reduce every biennium. And frankly, I think there's also an inflator on the statewide business property tax. They're both really bad tax policy. The problem with the cigarette tax as well is it broke the promise that Democrats made to Minnesotans when they said they were only going to tax the rich. It's basically one of the most regressive taxes that you can put on Minnesotans, just like the gas tax. It hurts low-income Minnesotans much, much more than higher-income Minnesotans. And you know, we frankly just, it's bad tax policy. We shouldn't have automatic inflators in revenue policy.
And what about those who say that, though, however, it costs the state a lot of money, when kids start smoking or other people smoke, and therefore we need to discourage that? How would you respond?
Well, I think we already have one of the highest cigarette taxes in the country. If that's going to be a deterrent, it's already there. Continuing to hurt those people, and of course, in the governor's budget now, they're talking about having investigators to investigate the new problem of smuggling cigarettes across the border, created by having such a differential between our cigarette tax and the states surrounding us. These are the problems that bad tax policy creates, and we don't need more state bureaucrats to go out and police people who are buying cigarettes across the border because they're cheaper there. Frankly, we shouldn't have tax policies that have us that much out of whack with our neighbors.